Okay, the Gemara in Gimel Aleph starts with the two dots, four lines down. Ad Sofa Shmura, till the end of the first watch. Micah Sava Rabbi Eliezer. So our question is, what's Rabbi Eliezer holding? Rabbi Eliezer, whose opinion is that you can say Kriya Shema at night until the end of the first watch, what does he hold? Ik Sava Shlosh Shmura Zabi Lila, if he says that the night is made up of three different watches, Lema Ad Arba Shos, and you should just say, you can say Kriya Shema until the fourth hour. Ik Sava Arba Mishmaros Zabi Lila, if he holds there are four different Mishmaros in the night, each one being 3 hours, Lema Ad Shlosh Shos, then you should say up until 3 hours you can say Kriya Shema. So Gemara answers, Lolon Kasava Shlosh Mishmaros Zabi Lila, really? He holds that the there are three mishmaros throughout the night. Each one is 4 hours. And you know what's teaching us? There are mishmaros barakivi, mishmaros baara. There are mishmaros in the heavens. There are mishmaros down here on earth as well. And that just like those things happen up there in the heavens, it happens down here as well. Titania. We learn about Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer ben Horkina says, Shloshim mishmaros ha'alel, there are three mishmaros of the night. V'alkol mishmar mishmar yishav HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shoi kari. And every single mishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits down, and he roars like a lion. Shemar Hashem yimarom yishav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the heavens calls out, roars. Mima'on kashri yitin kolo, gives out his voice from his holy abode. Sh'ogi shagunavei, when he roars over all the things that have happened down here on earth, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying over what's happening on earth. Each one of those represents one of the Mishmaros. Simon Ledover, here's the simon. Mishmar Rishon HaChamor Noor. In the first Mishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a donkey braying. Shnia Kalabim Tzokim. In the second one, there are dogs barking. Shlishis. During the third one, Tinuk Yog Mishteimo, you have a child that nurses from his mother's chest. Vishem is a Parazim Bala. And a woman talks over with her husband everything she needs to know. And those are the three mishmaros. Each one is representative of that. So, wait, Micah Chashav Rabbi Eliezer, when are these three things done? When is the donkey bray, the dog's bark, and the child nursing? What is Rabbi Eliezer counting over? Tchilas mishmaros kachashav, if he's counting the beginning of every mishmar, tchilas mishmar rishon is simon alamali. Why do I need a simon for the beginning of the first mishmar? Or to who? It's nighttime. That's obvious. So you don't need a simon by the donkey braying. It's obvious. Yisof mishmaros kachashav, if he's counting only the end of the mishmaros, sof mishmar achon alamali simon. What do I need a simon for at the very end of the last one? Yamama, who is in a day? Rather, what's he counting? He's counting the end of the first mishmar, the beginning of the third mishmar, and the middle of the middle. So it's 4 hours into the night, 6 hours into the night, and 8 hours into the night. Or you could say that we're dealing with the end of the mishmar. And if you tell me, well, what do I need the last one for? It's needed for somebody to read Kriya Shema who's sleeping in a darkened house. Lo yedaz man kriya shena emas. He has no idea when this man of kriya shema is kivin yishim esparas and balavetinu giyomim shteimo. Since a woman is speaking with her husband and a child is nursing from the mother's womb, the mother's chest, leikum velikri. Then he can get up and he can start reading kriya shema. That's when he should do it if he has no ability to tell in any other way. He's in jail in some way, shape, or form. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yitzvar Shmuel Mishmed Rav. Rav Yitzvar Shmuel says the name Rav Gimel Mishmaros Avelayla, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, there are three Mishmaros of the night. Now Rav was one of the first Amoraim, first generation of Amoraim, right, probably around the year 200 of the Common Era. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus was there by the Churban, died in around the year 100 of the Common Era. So he lived 100 years later. For some reason, he doesn't quote him. He just says, Gimel Mishmaros Avelayla, Al Kol Mishmaros Shuyosh V'Akadosh Baruch Shuvay Kariya, and each Mishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and roars like a lion. But Omer Oyle Banu Shavonu Seimach Raptias Beis Raptias Echalug Hilis Woe to my children that through their sins I have destroyed my Beis Hamikdash, I burned down my Heichal, and I exiled them between the nations of the world. Tanya, we learn in a verse from Rabbi Yosef Hamachos Yisma Halabaderech. Rabbi Yosef Bacharlafto, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, says one time I was walking on the road in Nechnasi L'Churba Achas. I went into one of the dilapidated destruction of Yerushalayim from all the areas of Yerushalayim that were destroyed. Lispal in order to daven. He stood by me and waited for me by the door until I finished my tefillah. After I finished my tefillah, Elio and Avi said to me, Shalom alecha Rebbe. Shalom alecha Rebbe. Amarti lo, Shalom alecha Rebbe Umori. So I said to Elio and Avi, Ba'amar li, Elio and Avi said to Rabbi Yosef, Bini, Mibnema nechnas del chorv, why do you walk into this chorv, this dilapidated structure? Amarti lo lispalo. I told him to daven. Ba'amar li, he said to me, Hailach lispalo derech, you should have daven on the road. Ba'amarti lo misari yisi, Shem yefsi gobo over drachem. I was afraid maybe some people that were passing by would interrupt me. Ba'amar li, Hailach lispalo tefillah kasari, you know what, you should have davened a shorter tefillah. Bo'z shal l'mavdi menu shal shadvarim. Says Rabbi Elazar, at that time I learned three things from him. L'mavdi sheinichnas on the chorv. Number one, I learned that you shouldn't enter inside a chorv you don't have to. L'mavdi shemispal l'mederech. I learned that a person should daven in the road. L'mavdi shemispal l'mederech means fal tefillah kasar. And I learned that if you daven on the road, you should daven a short tefillah. Those are the three things I learned from. Again, that you don't go into a chorva, you should daven on the road if you need to, and if you daven on the road, you daven a shorter davening. Amarli, B'nai ma kol shemati b'chor. So what noise did you hear when you were in this chor? And I said to him, shemati baskol shem mehemes kiyona. You know what? I heard a baskol that was cooing like a dove. V'omeres oy lebanu shem b'nusem v'chraptias beis v'chraptias echalu v'glusin b'nei mus oylam. Woe to the children. Through their sins, I destroy my base mitzvah, burn my heichal, and I exile them between the nations. V'amar li, and he said to me, Eliyahu Navi said to me, chayecha v'chayrosh, I swear by your life and by the life of your head. Lo shazivu v'ad omeres kach. It doesn't say this just at this time. And v'chol yom sholosh pamim omeres kach. Every single day, three times a day, it says this. Lo zivu Not only that, by the time we Bnei Yisrael enter inside the shoals in the Batim Midrash of Oni, Yishmei Agadol Mavarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menayah Rosh of Omer. So when they say Yishmei Rab Mavarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nods his head and he says, or shakes his head, but Omer Asher HaMelech Mekal Sinus V'Beis Lekach, happy is the king where they praise him in his house such a way. Malav Shiglos Banav, what's with the father that he has to exile his kids? V'Oilam Labanu Shagalim El Shulchan Abiyam, woe to the children that were exiled from the table of their father. So that's the end of the story over here. It's a little bit strange because as it says, three times a day it says this, but that happens at night. Rabbi Yossi was certainly not davening at night. He wouldn't have been walking on the road at night. So it happened during the day. So apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this three times a night, and you can hear it in the churvos if you're somebody like Rabbi Yossi. Bottom of the daf, Tana Rabbana by the two dots. There are three reasons why you don't enter inside a churva. All three are true. Minechshad, because we're worried about arayas. People are going to suspect you of having arayas. Minechmapolos, because it could fall down on you. Minechmazikin, because of demons. Minechshad, v'tepulim mishamapolos. I don't understand. Because of chshad, why don't you just say because it might fall on you? So we say in the next amud gimel aveis becharati, it must be a brand new area. We're not afraid it's going to fall on you, but we are afraid of chshad. V'tepulim mishamaz. What about mazik betray? Two people walked in and betray chshad nami lek. But if there's two, then we're not worried about znos either. So betray priests, we're talking about two people who are prutzidik, and therefore, yeah, there is suspicions on them. Says the Gemara, minyan b'polos v'tevel lemishum chshad mazikin. If you say because the house might fall on you, what about chshad? What about mazikin? Betray ksheri. There's two people who are kosher. Two people takes away the worries of mazikin, and ksheri means you don't have to worry about the chshad itself. But mapolos still got to worry about mazikin. Typically, mean chshad mapolos because of demons. Why not worry because of chshad mapolos? But churva chadati u'betray ksheri. We're talking about it's a brand new churva, so we're not worried about it falling. There are two people who are kosher. So we said, wait, you betray mazikin amilaka. But if there's two people, we don't have to worry about mazikin. B'mekom lechashinan. Well, if it's in the fields, right, then it's bimkoman, and it's in their area. So therefore, it's going to be chashin, and we're still worried about mazikin, even though there are two people. Or we're dealing with one person. It's a chor v'chadit, it's a brand new one, so we're not worried about mapolos. It's in the middle of the desert. It's in the middle of nowhere. We're not worried about chshad. There's not enough znos out there. There's it's not common to find a woman out there. But we are worried about mazikin still. Those are the two answers as to how we could worry. But really, you should worry about all three of them. All three of them are true. Tan Rabbanan. Two dots on Gimel Aveis. Tan Rabbanan Arba Mishmaros Havayalad Lidiv Rebbe. Rebbe says there are four Mishmaros every single night. Rebbe Nelson Omer Shlosh. Rebbe Nelson says there are really three. My time at Rebbe Nelson. What's the reason of Rebbe Nelson? Dixiv. Ve'ev Gidumea Yisha Sharito Bikzea Machna Rosh Hashmura Tichaino. Gidon and 100 men that were with him, they came at the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. Tana Ein Tichaino L'Shei Shalifanei Alacharel. We say it's the middle watch, that means there's something before it and there's something after it. That must mean that there's three, right? Three altogether. Rebbe, my tichona. Rebbe, who says there are four. What are you going to do with the word tichona? So achas mi tichona shmi tichonos. So it's one of the middle of the two middle ones, right? And that's what we're referring to over here. So really, there are four altogether. Rebbe Nelson makes it tichona shmi tichonos. Rebbe Nelson, wait, does it say tichona shmi tichonos? Tichona ksiv. So Rebbe Nelson says that can't be. It says tichona. So there's only one middle one, and that's going to be three altogether. So Rebbe Nelson's going to hold like Rebbe Elazar ben Horkanis. Again, Rebbe Nelson was a Talmud of Reb Meir. Reb Meir was a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is a Talmud of Rebbe Elazar ben Horkanis. It's interesting that they're not quoting Rebbe Elazar ben Horkanis. Either way, Rebbe Nelson is the one that says three. My Talmud Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe who says four? Amri Zerika, Amri Rebbe Amri Shub ben Levi. So Rebbe Zerika quotes Rebbe Amri, quotes Rebbe Shub ben Levi, who may have been a Talmud of Rebbe. Kasav Erechal Menachatzat La'alakum L'hodis L'chol Mishpatei Tzikecha. By the middle of the night, I get up to thank you about your Mishpatim that are tzidkus, that are filled with righteousness. So Kasav Erechal Omer, and the other pasuk says, Kadmi and Ashmuros. My eyes got up for two Ashmuros. Haketzat, how could that be? Arba Mishmuros, Avi La'alum. It must be that if you got up in the middle of the night and saw two Ashmuros, it must be there are four Mishmuros in the night, because if you got in the middle of the night, there were two more Mishmaros left, each one being 3 hours each. Rebbe Nelson said, I look at Rebbe Yoshua. No, Rebbe Nelson holds like Rebbe Yoshua. Rebbe Nelson, who said there are three, holds like Rebbe Shetan, Rebbe Yoshua, Omer Atshalo shows. Rebbe Yoshua says, you have until 3 hours of the day, do you have to say Kriya Shema in the morning, until 3 hours after, Well, it seems from Hanei Techama, from sunrise, so that's Machlokes. Shechein Derech Melachol Namba B'Shol Shos, because that's when the kings get up. The kings get up in the third hour after the morning. Shista Lo Yotar Tidi Mama. So you have 6 hours of the night, 2 hours of the day until the third hour when the kings get up. Habalu Shtei Mishmaros, and that's two Mishmaros, 8 hours altogether. Rav Ashi Amar, another answer is Mishmaro Palganam Mishmaros Kari Lahu. It's only a Mishmar and a half, but that still could be called Mishmaros, because it is two Mishmars, even though it's only a Mishmar and a half. That's two Mishmars, just one of them is only a half. Two dots. V'am Rabbi Zerka and Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Another statement from Rabbi Zerka, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Second statement from him. Ein om Rabbi Fnei Meis ala Dvar Shomais. When we talk in front of somebody who passed away, we only talk about things that the mace needed, things that the mace is involved with. That's only referring to B'divrei Torah. If we want to talk about Mili D'Alma, we don't say D'Divrei Torah in front of the mace because he's jealous. There's some type of jealousy going on. But Mili D'Alma, other things in the world, that's fine. You can do whatever you want when it comes to that. This is even regarding Divrei Torah, Kol Shekhein Mili D'Alma. For sure, you cannot talk about Mili D'Alma. Mili D'Alma, definitely you can't do, but even Divrei Torah, you can't talk about in front of the mace. Says the two dots. David bepalgad alil havakoi. Wait a second. David HaMelech got up in the middle of the night, because you just said akum lahodus lach. He got up in the middle of the night. You think he got up in the middle of the night? Miort havakoi. He was up from the beginning of the night. I got up in the evening, the twilight, and I davened to you. Mi ma'ad haneshav orto. How do you know this twilight is referring to the twilight right before nighttime? In the neshef, which is the evening of day, in the darkness of the night and the pure darkness. So we see that Neshef is referring to that. So he said, I got up at Neshef. He didn't get up in the middle of the night. So we have three answers to the question. Amar Voshi, Amar Biacha, Holy Kamar. Rabbi Yosha says the name of Biacha. This is what it means to say. May Olam lo avar chatzos laila b'shina. Sometimes I slept for the first half of the night, but I never slept past chatzos laila, right? But sometimes I got up earlier. Rabbi Zera Omar Chatzos Laila Mishnah Mikasus. Until Chatzos Laila, he would slumber like a horse. Mikamei Lachem Mitzkaper Kari. And after that point, he would be strong like a lion. So he was up, but he wasn't really up. From that point on, he was really up. Rav Ashi Omar Chatzos Laila Yosef B'Divrei Torah. Up until Chatzos Laila, he was also in Divrei Torah. Mikamei Lachem Pishur V'Tishbachos. From that point on, from Chatzos on, he was doing Shiras V'Tishbachos, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had different things that he did during the night. So Neshef Yishaveya, he prayed. Okay. Says the Gemara, Neshef Ortu. Wait a second. Neshef is really nighttime? Neshef Tzafru. But Neshef is what we call the time right before morning, the twilight before morning. David Melech destroyed these people, the Pelishtim, from Neshef until the evening afterward. So my Lami Tzafru Avalilia sounds like from morning until evening. Lo, Miort Vadorta. It means from one night to the next night. Wait, then it should say from Neshef until Neshef, the Omer Erev Ad Erev until Erev until Erev. Why does it say Me'an Neshef Ad Erev? Elam Rava Tarti Nashvi Havu. You're right, says Rava. There are two Neshefs. Neshef Lilia Vasi Yamam and Neshef Yamam Vasi Lilia. There's one twilight leading into day, there's one twilight leading into night. That over there by David HaMelech, Me'an Neshef Ad Erev, is referring to from morning until evening. But the Neshef that we're talking about over here, when he said he got up, was referring to nighttime, right before the nighttime, and he barely slept that night. How could David HaMelech have known when the middle of the night was? Asher Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Yada. Even Moshe Rabbeinu seems to have not known. Around Chatzos at night, a God is going to go in the middle of Mitzrayim. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu referred to it. He said, Kechatzos, my Kechatzos. What's referring to Kechatzos? Why like around Chatzos? If you're going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the actual word Kechatzos to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikas Veke Kamishmaya, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know when Chatzos was, that he had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu Kechatzos? That's ridiculous. Elod Omerle Bechatzos. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have said Bechatzos. But also, Iyuv Amar Kechatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to say it for sure because he knew people would mess it up. So he said Kechatzos. That shows that even Moshe Rabbeinu had a suffix. But David Avi Yada, and David would know when Chatzos was? So we have three answers to this question. David had a simon. Rav Acha Bar Bizna says the name of Rav Shimon Chasidah. Kino hayatol lemalam mitasu shel David. There was a harp or some type of an instrument, a stringed instrument that was above the bed of David. Melav came shegiyah chatzos laila. Once in the middle of the night came, baru alzvonis in the shavus bo menagin meilav. The northern wind blew onto that harp, and it played on its own. Yada ya omid vosa b'toyro. He would stand up and he would learn Torah Shalom and Hashachar until the morning came. Came Shalom and Hashachar once morning came. Nichnas Chacham Yisrael until all the Chacham Yisrael would come by him. Okay, so we answered the question. We said that he knew because he had an alarm clock. The alarm clock was the harp through the northern wind. The Chacham Yisrael came into him. Amulo, they said to him, Adonino Melech, Amchay Yisrael Tzuchim Parnasa, our master the king, your people need Parnasa. Amalam, so he said to him, Lechufi Yisparnasa Zemizet, open up the parnasa for one another. In other words, open the shukos and allow them to get parnasa for one another. Once they spend the money, they're not keeping their money, right? That allows everybody to get a little bit of something. Amrlo, they said to in kovitz, in a komitz must be a sari. The little bit of flour is not enough to satisfy the line. And a pit is never filled up from the dirt around the edge of the pit. So we need more. We need more money in the system in order for this to go. Okay, so go, spread your hands out against other armies and other troops. So here was the process. They had a three-pronged process. First, they took advice from Achitofel, Menachem, and Sanhedrin, then they discussed it with Sanhedrin, and they asked the Urim V'Tumim. Amri goes to Michael, how do we know this? After Achitofel, he was the Yoetz, there was Bnei Yo, Bnei Yoyada, the head of Sanhedrin. Vav Yasser, then there was the Kohen Gadol, and finally, Sartzvon HaMelech Yoav. The general of the army was the King Yoav. Achitofel is a Yoetz. How do we know Achitofel was the advisor? The advice of Achitofel that he gave in those days was by the times of Avshalom, Kasher Yishov Devar Elohim, was like one asked the word of God. That's how awesome he was. Bnei Yo, Bnei Yoyada is the Sanhedrin. Bnei Yo, Bnei Yoyada refers to Sanhedrin. Vav Yasser, Elohim V'Tumim, Vav Yasser referred to the Urim V'Tumim. Bnei Yoyada was in charge of the crazy and the placey. Let me go from crazy to placey. Why do they call themselves the cutters and the wondrous ones? So it sounds like it's referring to archers and slingers. So crazy shukosim divrayim, these are people that cut their words. They said exactly what they meant to say. Placey shumoflim divrayim, they were amazing with their words. And then afterward they went to the general, right, and they went to Yoav and they had told him to go to war. Ravizu barado, v'amilar v'yitzol v'reid ravidi, my crow, what's the positive for such a thing? Ura kvodi ura nevo v'chino ur shachar. Wake up my soul. Wake up through the navel v'chino, the stringed instruments, Ayur Shachar, and I will awaken the morning. So that brings us down to eight lines down. And Dalad Ben Aleph, we're now up to Rabbi Zera, the second answer. We'll start with that tomorrow.